get ready for Sharon Hughes.
It's unfortunate and tragic that I have to teach this committee the
that's
basic principles of Americanism.
That's not the question.
Saying it like it is.
You know, we're losing our minds. I mean, we forget about critical thinking. We don't even have logic.
Bringing you familiar guests on important issues such as immigration, education, the Middle East, culture, religion, and the changing worldviews of Americans and the world. Now here's Sharon.
For such a time as this.
Freeing the minds of the brainwashed masses.
Today.
L.A. homelessness has spiked 16%. There are now 36,000 active homeless people that they've counted, not just in the last year. And that isn't the only thing that has exploded in L.A. The rat population has gone up exponentially. And that third world pest, typhus, has also resurfaced.
And what's going on right now in California specifically is we passed a law requiring some very offensive sex ed, forcing teachers to tell little children that at age 12, they have the right to go get an abortion without their parents' knowledge or permission, and the schools will help them get there.
This new law banning abortion after a heartbeat is detected, sparking boycotts in Hollywood that could put Georgia's massive production business at risk. Mark Duplass, Alyssa Milano, Ben Stiller, and Ron Howard among those pledging to boycott productions in Georgia.
Major escalation of tensions in the Persian Gulf region.
The U.S. Navy says it is assisting two oil tankers reportedly attacked in the Gulf of Oman today. The military is not elaborating on who may be responsible for that attack. Reports say at least one vessel may have been hit by a torpedo.
And there's also a lot of tension between Israel and, of course, the surrounding nations, because the political import of the surrounding nations is to, in fact, drive Israel into the sea and make the Middle East Judenrein, which is the German word for Jew free.
Phew. And that's just a small spattering of the news this past week. No wonder we Americans are more stressed than ever. Women have their issues. Men have their issues that culture today is primarily responsible for. And one specifically for women is what many are calling the new civil war, predicting that there will be an actual civil war over abortion. And we're going to talk about that in detail next week on the show. But because it's Father's Day, I think it's important to mention that men in America today are facing battles as well. I know it's politically incorrect in today's politically correct world, but I believe balance is in order. Not all men are deadbeat dads or misogynists or abusers or predators. I think we need to elevate honoring the men who are good fathers, honor women, have integrity and character. I think we are in danger in this country in broad brushing a whole group because of the, if you will, sins of some. Just like the feminist movement, I think there are those legitimately in pain because of abuse of men. Perhaps they were molested as children by relatives. All of those kinds of things are valid issues, but not all men fall into those categories. And while Father's Day may be painful for those who have been abused by their fathers or neglected by their fathers, nevertheless, we don't want to not value men of character, godly men. Men are important, just as women are, just as children are. And not only that, but we also need men to rise up and stand up for the values of our nation, the Judeo-Christian values, the traditional family values, American values that made this nation great. But we also want to deal with reality, and that is because of those on the left that have been shaping, that have been molding the mind, the soul of our culture, of our nation, and specifically the view of men in general. In talking with many men, they don't know how to respond. They want to stand up for what is right, and many are, but many feel stifled. And that creates a conflict and that creates stress. And so we have a unique show today for Father's Day. my guest, Bert Boda, an author, a pilot, who has worked with men to help them work through the effects of stress and even of abuse that they may have experienced. I think you'll find it very interesting what he has to say. And then my husband, Dwayne Hughes, spoke with Miles Weiss, an expert on the Middle East, because if there's anywhere that there's tension in the world today, it is in the Middle East and here in America over what's going on in the Middle East. And one man that is standing up, calling all fathers, is recording artist Todd Smith. And you'll be hearing his song throughout the show. So stay with me. First up, I'm going to talk with Bert Boda because men are important.
We haven't really been given permission to investigate that part of ourselves, to express that part of ourselves. So in many ways, men's hearts are attacking us because of those emotions that are stuffed inside and don't get an opportunity to express them.
You're listening to Sharon Hughes, taking you to the front lines and behind the scenes.
My name is Ron from Smithton, Missouri. I've had a lot of digestive problems all my life. Got on the Allo-Apex within a week to 10 days' time. I started noticing a tremendous difference, and suddenly I could begin to digest foods. And I would very much encourage anyone, if they have given a thought to trying this product, to absolutely do so. This stuff has a tremendous healing effect. God bless you all.
If you go to apexhealth.live/Sharon, you can order your first bottle or bottles of Allo-Apex at a special introductory price. Just click on order now and use the promo code Sharon Special, or call 833-334-5433. Again, 833-334-5433.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
A 14-year-old girl has been ordered by the British Columbia Supreme Court to receive testosterone injections over the objections of her father. Well, Pacific Justice Institute works to protect parental rights in America. Visit pji.org to download free parental rights resources.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Calling all fathers, run to your children. We've fallen asleep in darkness has come. We will find strength in the name of Jesus. Calling all fathers, wake up.
This is an interview that I did earlier with Bert Boda, and Audrey Russo joined me. He talks about why he chose to stop being a pilot in order to help men work through their frustrations.
Let me tell you a little bit about Bert before we bring him on. He flew as a pilot for Trans World Airlines for 25 years, and during that time he received his degree in psychology from JFK University in Arinda, California. He is licensed as a psychotherapist and has had a private practice in St. Louis, Missouri, while he was based with TWA. In 1992, he retired from TWA to lead an adult men's rite of passage working with Vietnam vets and others called the Bamboo Bridge. Now, as an outgrowth of all of this, he has been involved not only with leadership with the New Warrior Training Adventure, but out of that, he started a men's healing and service community in St. Louis, and also in New Mexico, and now in the San Francisco Bay Area, where it's specifically for the purpose of what he's calling Living from the Heart Weekends, but it has some of the advantages of the New Warrior Training Adventure coupled with a biblical Christian foundation. So, Bert, just want to welcome you on the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Sharon. Great to be here.
Great to be wherever you are.
I want to introduce you to Audrey Russo, my co-host. Audrey, this is Bert. Bert, this is Audrey.
Great to meet you.
Likewise, Audrey. Thank you.
Okay, so let's just jump right on into this. And let me just ask you, why are you doing this when you could be flying all the time?
Well, I've flown for probably 35 years, and it was time to be home. And also, since I married my wife, who's from Colombia, I figured it would be nice to spend time with her and be gone every 4 or 5 days. So that was one of the reasons I did that. Also, the other reason was to start working full-time with building these men's communities in Northern California. And I'm also a writer and a personal coach for men. So that will keep me very busy, Sharon.
Well, let's just jump right into this whole issue, because I have heard from men saying, oh, these kinds of movements are just trying to make women out of men, getting them in touch with their feelings and all this kind of thing. But that's not really what you're doing. From what I understand, trying to get men, not so much to get in touch with their feelings, but get in touch with those feelings that are holding them back or perhaps even destructive from their past. How does that relate to a rite of passage as you talk about it?
Well, a lot of men are sitting on a ton of unresolved emotions. And in our culture, we haven't really been given permission to investigate that part of ourselves, to express that part of ourselves. So in many ways, men's hearts are attacking us because of those emotions that are stuffed inside and don't get an opportunity to express them. And the rite of passage has been with us, you know, for centuries. And our modern day culture, there are just vestiges of those things left over. Like in the Catholic religion, it's a confirmation process, which is a extremely watered down rite of passage. In the Jewish faith, it's a bar mitzvah and a bat mitzvah. And actually, the work that we do has come out of three men coming together 25 years ago to create a rite of passage for men, because they realize the need for it in our modern day culture. And the rite really does bring men into, it's an adult men's rite of passage, and it really does bring men into adulthood. And if a man isn't given a chance to express and investigate his own inner world, he will act out those unexpressed and unresolved emotions in ways that wound other people, that all kinds of stuff. And part of that is called the shadow, the part of a man's soul or heart that he doesn't want to look at and he denies or represses that he's got it.
But to suppress those emotions or not to resolve these issues, wouldn't it also be dangerous to a man's health?
Incredibly so, yes, Audrey. In many cases, heart attacks are caused, not directly attributable, but it's part of what happens is the heart is not just a physical organ, it's the seat of our emotions and our spiritual. And when the body itself and the heart is not allowed to express feelings, it's like a pressure cooker with no relief valve. And so wounding emotional explosiveness is stuffed inside and there's no way for it to express itself. I mean, in many instances, you know, the situations where some guy will walk into a store and, you know, shoot his fellow employees, those kinds of things can be relieved tremendously if can be able to just, you know, get together and trust other men and be able to express those things. Trusting and communicating to other men is a huge therapeutic practice.
Yes, I could see where that would be. It naturally happens for women. You know, we just go out for coffee or we get on the phone and we have twice as many words as men, and we're more in touch with our feelings. And not that doesn't mean that women don't have issues and don't have to, right, you know, get in touch with their feelings, but it's a lot easier for us. We have somebody in the chat room that has a question for you. Can we ask you about the portrayal of men on every sitcom on TV as either, number one, either gay or stupid or lazy or all of the above? And that also is in ads. How many ads are you seeing where the wife is so smart and
right,
he's just, he didn't know what the heck he's doing? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's a travesty for men. Somehow it's grown up, that image has grown up as a popular way to illustrate men. And it's doing more damage than you can imagine, because many men, if not most of us, carry this feeling of not being able to do enough or not feeling good enough. And this is passed down in many cases from fathers who weren't there for us emotionally, who weren't there physically. And there's a lot of men these days that have been raised by mothers, single parent families. And these men don't have a chance to really get a sense of what it's like to be a man. To be raised by a healthy father is a huge investment in their sons. And so men go through life trying to make up what it is to be a man and kind of taking a composite piece from this guy who they might admire There's no more mentoring. It's a combination of things that brings men to this kind of dumbed-down existence that's portrayed on and commercials and TV.
Yes, and, you know, not just in television, but also in our schools. I know there's a whole movement of trying to get equal time for guys because boys are not treated as well as girls are on several levels. I don't know if you have any comments about that. I know that, you know, the whole gay marriage issue has to do with the fact that one of the arguments is that boys don't really need to have fathers or girls don't need to have fathers in their lives. They don't need mothers and fathers. They can do fine without that. And that touches on what you're talking about in terms of role models.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great injustice to kids. The child needs both sexes, a male and a female, to get a balance in your life. And I think that the same-sex parenting thing is gaining popularity because in our culture, especially in Western culture in this country, there's so much confusion over gender roles, and so people find it easier in many cases to bond with their own sex. And it has become very difficult for men and women to partner up and make a good, compatible, intimate relationship because of all the gender confusion in our culture.
A lot of gender confusion.
We're going to take a break here. When we come back, more of my interview with Bert Botta, along with Audrey Russo. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
When I was a little girl, and when I was being photographed and raped, I used to try and send messages with my eyes down the lens and hoped
that someday
that one day
a
some
good person might see and come to save me.
Stand with us at www.notonemorechild.org.
So let me ask you a question. Do you agree with Newsweek magazine that said now we all are socialists? Chances are I'm hearing a resounding no from our listeners. But why all this talk all of a sudden in American politics about socialism? Why are so many concerned that that's the direction that we're headed? Are we indeed moving in the direction of socialized policies? We'll continue to talk about it here on the show so that we are viewing what's happening today in our country and in other countries around the world through educated glasses rather than the spin and the media speak that's put on the issues that are before us today. And, you know, I just wanted to let our regular listeners and supporters know, number one, we so appreciate your support. And number two, I just want to appeal to you, if you can help us out this month with a donation, it would be so appreciated. Unfortunately, radio airtime is expensive, and we want to be able to continue to bring the news and the independent journalistic broadcasting to you, but we need your help. And so any amount that you can send this month would be so appreciated.
Send your donation to Changing World Views, PO Box 995, Cedar Ridge, California, or donate online at www.changingworldviews.com/donate. And thank you for standing with us.
This is a show that we did earlier with Bert Botta, life coach, therapist, author, who works with men. Very interesting interview. Here's more of that.
Let's move on to the subject of some of the results that you have seen from men that have gone through your Living from the Heart weekend. Give our listeners kind of a feeling for what men have experienced and, you know, the feedback that you've received.
Just finished a weekend out in Walker Creek Ranch in Petaluma, and I had been working for about the last 3 to 4 months putting this together, and I posted it on my Facebook in my kind of own unique way of trying to make light of this. I said it was a very boring weekend. One man was healed from a childhood molestation. Another man was shown how he was just distancing himself between he and his angry daughter. Another man was healed of an abusive relationship with his father, and he shared his life with the men on the weekend for the first time ever. It was just incredible to see this man lighten up and start to smile because he felt safe enough in the context of this weekend to be able to do that. Never felt safe with men before. We compete with other men for everything. We compete with men for women, for our careers, for everything, and we learn not to trust each other. We trust each other around sports and stuff like that, but when it comes down to really deeper issues, we don't want to go there. With another man who was totally isolated, after being in the weekend, we witnessed how he came out of his isolation, and now he feels totally connected. He's got a new band of brothers. So I could go on, you know, miraculous kinds of healings only because these guys felt safe enough. And obviously, it takes a skilled facilitator to be able to guide men through this process. You just don't do this on the street corner.
You have done work with Vietnam vets. And of course, you know, we have such a heart here at Changing World Views through Operation Heartlift for our troops. And the kinds of reports that we've got, the information we have, is that the younger guys that are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, they really are not connecting unless they're still in the military. But those that are now veterans, they're not connecting with the veterans groups and so forth. There's like that generation gap thing that's happening, and a lot of them are walking around. I mean, we have more becoming homeless than we would like to say, and the suicide rate is just tremendous as well. Now, we know there's reasons some of these have gone on more than one or two or three tours, and I know that the military is doing what they can to help them, but don't you think that part of that is because men are afraid to open up? They don't get out what has happened to them in a way that allows them to move forward in a positive way. Not everyone, of course, but those that are suffering.
Exactly. Young men need to be initiated. They need to have healthy men mentoring them. In the absence of that, in many cases, they go in the military for a rite of passage. And the military is a rite of passage, but it's not the kind of rite of passage that encourages or allows men to express themselves in a good way. And so men going into the military thinking they're going to be bonding with their brothers, et cetera, find in many cases left without any tools to deal with the trauma and the disappointment and the isolation that they experience and the death of their brothers in combat. So they've really gotten a way to process this stuff and don't have the emotional tools to cope with it. That's in many cases what's happening here. And then they come back into the world outside of combat, and there's no way for them to integrate back into the world. They don't feel like they can relate to anybody, and that's one of their problems.
In the military, you're trained to be tough. I mean, you have to be because you're going into battle. And let's be real. I mean, my husband Dwayne was a Vietnam vet and Purple Heart, and, you know, he came home, and fortunately, he didn't have the kinds of difficulties many have had. But let's face it, you've got to be tough if you're going to run into battle. And so, therefore, that can translate into, you know, I got to just buck up and do it myself.
Now, there's ways to be tough, but there's also a way to deprogram from that and work with veterans in the Bamboo Bridge. And it's called something different now. It was an offset of the New Warrior Training Adventure, and incredible healing took place in those trainings. Problem was, you know, it was very difficult to get Vietnam men to come out of the woods, literally, to engage in those trainings and to be healed.
Right. So you have these weekends, they come, and is there any follow-up to that, or is that a done deal? Are you connecting them with their local churches? What happens in the way of follow-up?
Yeah, you know, one weekend is not a man make. And we have started to meet biweekly now here in Marin County, men that went through the training, plus some staff men, keeping men connected and keeping men move forward. There's one man who was so hungry for male friendship and companionship. This guy is 6'4", 250 pounds. I mean, this guy is just a big specimen of a man, and he is so delighted that he has found men that he can relate to and talk to and just speak from the heart. And so we have to keep this alive, because you just don't do a one-weekend training and expect a man to be changed for the rest of his life. It's part of the integration process. One man is bringing his son on the next training. Another man is bringing some friends of his at work.
For those that don't live in the San Francisco Bay Area, they live somewhere else, you could boil it down to three things, let's say, helpful pointers, tips to any men that would want to know what can they do when they don't have such a weekend to go to that would be helpful to them. What would you advise?
I would advise them to contact groups of men who do this. In the case of the New Warrior Training, that is in 20 countries now. So just about in any given area, a man could find a circle to sit in and at least to contact a man to go through that particular training to then have a group of men that he could share his life with.
Okay, well, you know, why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners your website address and your contact information?
Yeah, my website address is www.bertbotta.com. BERTBOTTA.com. You could look me up on Facebook. And I also want to say that any women listening to this, you women have you're a very powerful catalyst in men's lives. And so if you see a man who you think might be hurting, might need something like this, you know, give me a holler. We'll be able to refer you to a group of men that would be able to take care of it.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Bert, thanks so much for coming on, and thanks for working with men, and we wish you the best.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, for Father's Day. I thought it would be great to have men on the show talking about issues. And to close out, the full song of Calling All Fathers by Todd Smith. Happy Father's Day.
Calling all fathers, run to your children. We've fallen asleep and darkness has come. We will find strength in the name of Jesus. Calling all fathers, wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Evil is waking outside our windows, slowly but surely, it's creeping in. So take up your sword now, and just like a soldier, take back what's been stolen. Fight like a man, calling all fire. Run to your children. We've fallen asleep and darkness has come. We will find strength in the name of Jesus. Calling our fathers, wake up. Our sons when we fall down, we get back up. Calling our fathers, run to your children. We've fallen asleep and darkness has come.
You've been listening to Changing World Views with Sharon Hughes. You can follow Sharon at facebook.com/Sharon and twitter.com/Sharon. Please take advantage of our online shows covering topics and guests we can't possibly cover on our weekly show. That's why we offer more at our website, changingworldviews.com. Join Sharon next time, and until then, stay alert, stay informed, because we live in a changing world.